Love of Life. Based on the story by Jack London. Simplified English version. A man is walking alone in the cold, wild land of the far north. The place is empty and silent. There are no trees, no houses, no people, only rocks, water, and endless land. The sky is gray, and the air is cold. The man is tired, hungry, and weak. A few days earlier, he was not alone. He was traveling with another man named Bill. They were looking for gold. They carried heavy bags on their backs. The bags were full of stones with gold inside. Gold was important to them, but food was more important now. One day, the man hurts his foot badly. He falls on sharp rocks and cannot walk well anymore. His foot is swollen and painful. He walks slowly, and every step hurts. Bill walks ahead and does not wait. At first, the man believes Bill will stop and help him. But Bill does not stop. He keeps walking and slowly disappears. The man calls out, "Bill. Bill." There is no answer. The man waits. He hopes Bill will come back. But Bill never returns. The man understands that Bill has left him. He is alone now, in a cold and dangerous land. Still, the man does not cry. He does not shout. He feels sad and afraid, but he keeps moving. He tells himself, "I must go on. I must live." The man has little food left. He counts his matches carefully. He knows every match is very important. Without fire, he will die from the cold. He walks toward a distant river. He believes that if he reaches the river, he can find food or help. As he walks, he sees small animals. He tries to catch them, but he is too slow. His hands shake. His body is weak. Hunger makes him dizzy. Sometimes he falls. Sometimes he rests on the ground and looks at the empty sky. At night, the cold becomes worse. The man makes a small fire. He uses one match. The fire gives him warmth and a little comfort. He eats a small piece of food and sleeps. In the morning, he wakes up and feels weaker than before. Soon, the man reaches a river. He is happy, but the river is wide and fast. He tries to cross it. The cold water enters his boots. He almost falls. He is very cold, but he reaches the other side. After crossing the river, he feels some hope. He thinks, "If I can reach the sea, I may find people or food." He continues walking. The man sees many fish in the river. He tries to catch them with his hands, but they move too fast. He laughs weakly at himself. Even fish are stronger than he is now. Later, he finds small birds. He tries to throw stones at them. He misses again and again. His arms are too weak. His eyes are tired. Hunger controls his body and mind. One day, the man notices something strange. A wolf is following him. The wolf is thin and weak too. Its ribs show through its skin. It is also hungry. The wolf keeps a distance and watches the man. The man understands, the wolf is waiting for him to fall and die. At first, the man feels fear. But later, he feels calm. He thinks, "The wolf is not strong. It is just like me." They travel together, the man and the wolf. Both are weak. Both are hungry. Both move slowly. Sometimes the man throws stones at the wolf. The wolf moves away but always comes back. The man becomes very sick. He feels pain in his body. His stomach hurts. His head feels heavy. He cannot eat anything. He lies on the ground and rests for long hours. One day, he sees a group of birds. He smiles. He knows they are waiting for him to die. This thought makes him angry. He says, "No. I will not die yet." He uses his last strength to move. He crawls on his hands and knees. Walking is too painful. His foot is very bad now. The man finds bones on the ground. They are the bones of a deer. He understands that Bill must have passed this way. Bill took the meat and left the bones. The man feels anger, but also relief. Bill is alive, but he is gone. The man sucks the marrow from the bones. It gives him a little energy. It is not much, but it helps him stay alive. The wolf comes closer now. The man knows the wolf is very near death too. The man thinks, "Only one of us will live." One day, the man finds himself near the sea. He sees water that does not move like a river. It is wide and endless. He knows this is the ocean. Tears come to his eyes. He has reached the sea. But he is too weak to stand. He crawls slowly. The wolf is still behind him. Near the sea, the man sees something dark in the water. At first, he thinks it is a rock. Then it moves. It is a seal. The man feels hope again. A seal means food. Food means life. He waits quietly. He holds a knife in his hand. When the seal comes close, the man attacks with all his strength. It is a long and difficult fight, but the man wins. The seal is dead. The man eats the meat slowly. He feels life returning to his body. His hands stop shaking. His head feels clearer. He is still weak, but he is alive. The wolf comes closer. It is very weak now. The man understands that the wolf wants the meat. The man does not move. He waits. The wolf comes too close. With his last strength, the man attacks the wolf. The fight is slow and painful. Both are weak. But the man wins. The wolf dies beside him. Now the man is alone again. After some time, a ship appears on the sea. The man cannot stand. He cannot shout. He waves his arm slowly. The people on the ship see him. They are surprised. They help him and take him onto the ship. They give him food and warm clothes. The man is safe now. Later, when he is strong again, he remembers the cold land, the hunger, the wolf, and Bill. He understands one thing very clearly. Life is stronger than fear. The love of life is the strongest power of all.